Big capital firms. Can't live with them, can't live without them. Well, it helps if you find a good one. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us. Today, we're bringing you part two of a conversation between ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell and Brent Wouters, President of Cirrus Aviation. Anytime new products are developed for aviation, access to capital and credit is a factor. In a recession, the faint-hearted cut and run. What about our capita?
Well, obviously, the financial backbone for Cirrus is our capita. They've indicated quite a bit of support for projects like this in the past. I don't know if this is your position to speak or not, but what's your feeling about their look at the industry right now? How are they feeling, despite the economy and all, about the future of Cirrus?
Well, unequivocally, they have expressed and continue to express support for the JET program. A lot has changed over the last 4 or 5 months with the financial picture and the demands on their balance sheet from all of their portfolio companies are significant. One thing is clear, and it's important that all of our employees, our management team, and everybody that's affiliated with Cirrus, our customer base and otherwise, understand they have made a tremendous financial commitment to us, even within the last couple of months. And I won't elaborate on all the details, but they have really, really been a big financial supporter of us through the economic challenges, number one, but as helping our balance sheet be stronger. That has really come from the strength of our capita, and I can't say enough about their participation. They have enough demands on their balance sheet across the board, though, that we can't just look back and expect them to help us make ends meet. We've got to make ends meet to the best of our ability on our own because of their other commitments. And so I can't say enough about their financial support for us, but we have to really ride some of the waves ourselves, and that's what we're focused on. So times will improve. I'm very optimistic about demand for our current product. We're seeing a lot of demand around the world. I think you know and others know that we deliver airplanes in 50 countries around the world. We're certainly very active around the world looking at deals, and we're looking at fairly large fleet transactions today that would allow our demand picture to change appreciably back to something that's a little bit more normal. And we're optimistic we can get those, and that we just need to catch a break, and we will do that, and we'll be able to continue to generate our own capital to contribute to the JET program as well as continue to invest in our operation overall. So I think those breaks are coming. I don't know when. Today the visibility is low, but we will remain optimistic as long as we're talking about the deals and the expansion that we've been working on for the last few weeks here. So,
to those of us in the community who are now Cirrus owners, how does this affect us? Is there anything that we need to be looking at, for that matter, anybody else from the general aviation community? Outwardly, how will this change for folks who are Cirrus watchers, or for that matter, Cirrus owners?
Well, Cirrus owners will notice that, like other businesses that are perhaps focusing their investments, we're going to focus our resources and our investments on the JET program. We will certainly still make adjustments and tweak the product that we have today, but the good news is the piston product, the SR22 with the known ice, the Perspective Avionics by Garmin, we feel is in a very attractive position. It certainly offers a value proposition that we find attractive, and we believe our consumers will find attractive. And we think we can shift those resources while we're being frugal, shift those resources to spend more time on the JET. So what our consumers or interested parties might see is perhaps a slowing of the change that we have seen on these platforms for a couple of years. We've achieved largely what we wanted to achieve for now. We have lots of ideas on the drawing board, but we're not going to implement those right away, and you'll see a fairly stable airframe. That's one of the important ways that we will see it, and I think as a result you'll see aftermarket values enhanced, and the quality of our airplane stands on its own. So I think that this airplane is the airplane we're going to try to build for a while we work hard on the next airplane.
Well, I can tell you from my standpoint, hell of an airplane. I'm really enjoying it. We get to obviously fly everything, and there's plenty of stuff out there that's just really quite wonderful. And you get little bits and pieces of exposure. But now, you know, day in, day out with an airplane like this, the part that's exciting to me is I'm learning new ways to utilize it, get more out of it. And I'm sure they can, you know, everybody does this with their own airframes. But it's an exciting process, and I hope people will, you know, take a look at what's happening out there and figure out what they need to do to get ahead, because GA has so much to offer at this point.
Yeah, it really does. But when you talk about utilizing your airplanes in new and interesting ways, the thought that popped into my head was sticking my golf clubs in and getting to a golf course. You know, that's what I find interesting, and that's how I use the airplane. So I'm tempted to do that today.
So. Well, it just so happens I had a great business meeting the other day up in Hilton Head, right outside the plantation. So, gee.
That would work. That's a place I'd like to be.
Yeah, well, we've got another one coming up in March. Come on out, Brent.
I'll do it.
There you go. What does this mean for some of the other programs that Cirrus has been involved with over the last couple of years? Obviously, the one at the tip of my tongue is the LSA. It has taken a back burner, and you know, obviously a lot of programs are taking back burners at this stage of the game. Does Cirrus still interested in the LSA community?
Well, I think we're trying to determine that. To be honest, I think nothing in the last couple months has changed appreciably about our intent to reevaluate that and really come out with a more definitive plan. But right now, we haven't been able to devote the resources to that program, and frankly, that hasn't changed. That shouldn't surprise anybody, so it hasn't changed. But we are trying to evaluate that lower end of the market and see exactly what we want to build, how we could get to it. But to be honest, from in a capital-constrained world, it's very challenging to get to that program.
I don't doubt that. We watched at the Sebring LSA Expo, the Sport Aviation Expo, the fact there's a tremendous amount of interest and a tremendous amount of desire, but not a whole lot of buying power yet. A lot of folks kind of going, let's see where we're at next year.
Right, right. Well, I think that may be reflective of the capital investments that's required to get there. While it doesn't take a tremendous amount, I think most people know that we invested in the fundamental design that we wanted to bring to market. But, you know, all the capital-intensive parts of that program are still in front of us, which is building tooling, finalizing the design. You know, it sounds a lot like how I described the jet, obviously on a much smaller scale. But those things, I think, are just resource prohibitive right now.
Outside the rest of the industry, you've already been through your first round of having to look at staffing levels. Piper just announced layoffs. Cessna's been through several. Hawker's been through several. Pratt & Whitney the other day went through a large one. There isn't a company right now that isn't thinning its ranks, in some cases aggressively and in some cases in bits and pieces and so forth. Is Cirrus at this point going to need to tighten its belt a little bit more for the future?
Yes. We, in fact, we've worked on another set of adjustments and reallocations and cost reductions overall. We went into the middle of last year, determined to pull out some costs that we thought were needing to come out of the business. We didn't realize we were going to have multiple opportunities because of the economic environment, but so that translated into a couple additional attempts, or efforts to reduce our cost base. And the demand has continued to underwhelm all of us, and we certainly are not immune to that. And so I felt like we acted very quickly. We acted aggressively. We were actually working on this long before the economy hit us, so we were ahead of the curve. But listen, none of us expected it to be as long or as low as it's been, and so we will adjust. As part of this effort, we're certainly going to reallocate people, and as I said, we're not going to spend a nickel anywhere that we don't have to, and so there will be some positional eliminations because of that. We have the production staff, both some that we've furloughed, but primarily some that are still on staff here to build more airplanes than we're able to put out today. than we have demand for. So we'll be able to snap back our build very quickly, and we have the supply base set up to do that. But we're just going to carry less weight in terms of non-manufacturing personnel, and we're going to trim ranks as a result. So we continue to adjust that. We try to do it piece by piece. I often say to my team, has it gotten hard yet? It is indeed getting hard at this juncture, because we're cutting into people that have been around for a long time and that we really value their input. But we are trying not to cut into muscle as it relates to the future, which is the jet and a couple things on the SR-22 and 20 airframe. And we think we have a good product lineup to be as efficient and as lean as possible, but we're not trying to cut into muscle. And in the end, that will pay off for us.
Well, one thing I will bring up, though, is that there are a lot of ways to lay off or furlough, or in some cases just plain fire people. We've watched the gamut out there. The one thing I will say in particular is that Cirrus seems to have gone out of its way from the standpoint of benefit packages and support and working with the state and the local resources to soften the blow wherever possible. So while you're making good, hard business decisions, it looks like you're making as humane decisions as you possibly can.
Well, that's certainly what we try to do. We are, it's a reasonably small community that we live in. It's a lot of these employees have been with us through the growth, and the reason we do what we do, whether it's good products or good service, is because of the people, and they're excellent. It's hard to see them go, and we're obviously seeing some of those go, and we've seen a lot of them go. But we're trying to do that and be humans first and a business second.
All that's left is a general question about the health of Cirrus Aviation going forward. We'll be back with that to wrap up Jim Campbell's conversation with Brent Wouters in a moment. I'm Paul Platt, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Jim Campbell has been talking to Cirrus Aviation President Brent Wouters. It's time for a look ahead.
What is the message that you want people to know about the health and future of all things Cirrus?
We are very dedicated and very focused on growing this business. And while in the near term we have to make the necessary business adjustments, so admittedly deeper, more difficult than we would have liked, we are still very focused on growing the business, growing general aviation, growing Cirrus, growing the industry. That hasn't changed. It's been the mantra of the enterprise since day one, and it hasn't changed today, and it's not going to change. And we will be here for the long haul. We've made tough choices and acted quickly and acted diligently, and I don't mean to let anybody believe that it's easy and not without trepidation today, but it is, I think that we're in a good position to prosper and come out very strong whenever the other side presents itself, and it will present itself. And I think that I'm pretty optimistic about demand, optimistic at levels that not 2007 levels, 2006 levels necessarily. We don't have to have them be that strong for us to be very, very successful. We are lean and mean, and we are prepared to operate for a period of time at lower demand. And so I think that we are in a pretty favorable position. Demand of very low is difficult for anybody, but I think that we will see our demand improve and be here for the long haul. That's our focus. We're investing in it. We intend to be around, and we're planning accordingly.
You know, I was going to let you out with that last question, but I'm going to ask one more, and I'm going to really put you on the spot here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Everybody's looking to Washington. Stimulus. Save us. They've got all these answers out there. Okay, you are running what is most arguably one of the top-notch GA companies in the world. What do you want to see Washington do to support this phenomenally important industry, and Cirrus in particular?
That's an interesting question.
And I will send this to President Obama, I promise.
Well, I'll tell President Obama, I actually think that what we need to understand is the help isn't coming from Washington. It's coming from us. And I believe there are a number of things that Washington could do to recognize the value of the industry and its importance to the economy, to transportation, to frankly, the future of the economy. I wish that recognition would come. I'm not looking for a handout, and I don't think it's coming anyway. It's just not my nature to expect them to do something of that regard. I think that what's more important is the way they talk about it and the way they view it and the way can they help us help the average person on the street understand that, you know, these are not senseless luxuries of people. These are meaningful business and personal tools. These are time machines. They have a legitimate place in our economy. They're instrumental to our economy, and they're instrumental to the job growth and performance of the overall industry and economy in the U.S. and around the world. I would prefer to hear something favorable said about the industry rather than expecting some sort of handout. I don't expect a handout. I think that we need to understand as an industry we've got to make it on our own, and we'll see if that's in fact the case. But we certainly need to plan that way, and that's the most conservative way to plan going forward.
Outstanding. Well, I'll tell you this, and I'll sum up on my end. We got this airplane because we need the tool. We need the ability to be far more aggressive, far more mobile. My current plans are to hire between 6 and 10 more people for new program and new initiatives over the next year. This is the tool that's going to get me there. And I know businesses up and down the line, whether they're flying Mustangs, whether they're flying Meridians, whether they're flying Barons, whatever, what have you, these are what people are doing to get ahead, to get in business, and more important, in a time of trouble, to get on site, to develop and maintain the personal and professional relationships necessary to go out and do serious business.
And that's what we need Washington to say. Look, this is serious business. These are not luxuries necessarily. They are important parts of the economy and the opportunity to improve the efficiency of our economy and competitiveness of our economy across the board. That's the message we need to come, whether it's got money attached to it or not. That needs to come out of everybody's dialogue and thinking about aviation.
Well, Brent, we wish you continued success and progress with the jet. And, of course, we're hoping to be the first to get to fly it, hint, 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 because, boy, it sure looks pretty.
Well, it's out there flying today, so...
And I'm stuck here.
That's right.
But at least I've got a 22 G3 turbo sitting next to me in front of my hangar ready to go again.
That's right. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
All righty, Brent, take care.
Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Brent Wouters is the president of Cirrus Aircraft. You can find out more about the company at www.cirrusaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.